Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Get ready to be introduced to one of the most fabulous affirmational writers I have ever known. And I have today with me Ron Skaronski. Hey, Ron. And we are going to lead you through the life and times and the works of an important new thought writer named Florence Scovel Shinn. Ron and I are both big fans of her work, and we can't wait to share with you all the wonderful things that she has brought to our lives just in reading her books and really focusing in on the good parts of our lives and how to use spiritual natural law. So Florence is fabulous for that. For those of you who are joining me for the first time, welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White, and this is my weekly podcast show that airs on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium. So I encourage you to go on there and like and share and follow. That way that you get a chance to really know what's going on throughout the weeks, because I usually have a different guest on the show, or we cover a different spiritual topic related to spiritualism, mediumship, healing, faith, family, and more. And I really enjoy engaging with my guests and with you, the viewers. This is year four for me, and I encourage you to look back through the archive videos of the show. I've got lots of great guests and great topics. I know people who binge watch it enjoy it immensely. And I recently posted again the replay of a show that Ron and I did before. He's been a guest on the show. And it was about missing them at Christmas. So if anybody is in need of that, just know that you can see it a few posts below this one on my Facebook page, Missing Them at Christmas. And hopefully that'll give you a bit of comfort and help you through this season. So I want to fill you in about a couple of things, but first I want to introduce you to Ron Skaronski, if you don't know who he is. Ron has been an ordained minister for many, many, many years. In fact, Ron was the youngest spiritualist minister to be ordained, which I think is fabulous. So I don't know that we want to tell them how many years, but... So, and that's a major accomplishment in many ways, to be able to do it that young. And there's a lot of work, especially with National Spiritualist Association of Churches, to be able to get there. And so kudos to you about that. And you've since also expanded, and you're now an ordained minister, and it's a long title, so I'll let you say it, Ron. Absolutely. And it's something that does weave together for many people who love spiritualism, because Science of Mind does focus on spiritual natural law. And that's something that's near and dear to our hearts. Uber involved, yes. And Ron has served as an ordained minister and really helped people through grief times, happy times, everything. And you've been a lecturer and speaker here at Lilydale for many, many years. And I'm so glad that we're going to talk about this. For those of you who are just joining us today, this is Wednesdays with Willa. I'm your host, Willa White, and I'm a registered medium here at the beautiful Lilydale. And I say the Lilydale because it truly is a place that deserves that. This is the world's largest center for the religion of spiritualism. And Ron Skoronski is my guest today on my show. We're going to be talking about Florence Scovel Shinn, who is a New Thought writer who's changed my life, changed Ron's life and many other people just by reading her works. So we're going to be focusing today on a bit of her history and the New Thought movement. And before we get really started with this, I have to show you my book. Look how I have to tell you guys a story here. I have post-it notes. I write in this book. It's for her four books all in one in this nice little thing I have going on. And this goes into my big mom purse. And I read this when I'm in the car. My husband drives. I'm so thankful he's the chauffeur in the family. And so I sit back, I read this, and my children actually request me to read this to them when we are journeying sometimes on road trips or, you know, if it's just an hour away and they see that I'm reading it, one will pipe up and say, "Mom, read me The Game of Life." So yeah. But, you know, they also like the Bible. They also like that. I have to say, my children are pretty wholesome. And it's awesome because each time I'm surprised that they ask for it. I thought, well, maybe they'll board with it or it's like above their head somehow. But that's the magic of Florence. She is very easy to understand. And even though it's really set in that idea of biblical understanding, but she makes it easy for people to understand and apply in their lives. Not that my children need to apply it much, but I'm hoping that when they need it later on in their life, this is what's going to maybe be part of what sustains them. So there we go. I just had to say it. But let's tell them who Florence is, like a little bit about her. Yes. Absolutely. Right. Don't hurt yourself. I said, don't hurt yourself. I mean that fictitiously, but it some of these arcane texts are difficult for people to in today's time. It's not as bad as trying to read, you know, old English or anything like that. It's just that we have a different mindset in today's time. So I think your point is well made that with these. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Has met and so consequently were respected and respectful for the chances of
I have an interesting point to make about Florence in terms of that too. With what I've read, just to give people a little history of this, she was born in the late 1800s, and right, and so she ended up dying in I think 1940. Oh, I have it as 1940. But anyway, with all of this, I know she was married to some premier artist at the time. And they eventually did divorce, but she was an illustrator. And so she would illustrate books and she was an artist herself. And I think that, especially because the illustrator group actually honored her as being one of them before, like decades and decades before they allowed women even in their organization. So I was really excited when I read that Florence in her own career before her, I guess you could say her spiritual teaching career, that she did have people take notice of her work. The Society of Illustrators gave her an associate membership when that was unheard of in those days. And
yes.
And I think that because she was an artist, when she talks about visioning things, the power of thought, I think that's where she was coming from. She knew how to put her thoughts onto the paper. She also knew how to put the thoughts in, manifest them in reality, in a spiritual space. So there's magic there that she understood, because I think the combination of being around the people who would talk that way philosophically, reading these things, talking to people, but also her own life experience as an artist. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yes, yes. Sure. Right. Those are words that she uses about things and situations. People would come to her in great financial need, relationship need, future need, and she knew the words that were needed at that particular moment, the affirmational words that needed to be stated at that particular time. And I think she ultimately became kind of like their agreement partner in that. I think it's a matter of what thoughts are you choosing to entertain at that particular moment. And part of that new thought movement was the understanding of calling the divine infinite intelligence, which is something that spiritualists do too, and really tapping into infinite intelligence and the amazing abundance and love that is ever present for a person. So that I think that's part of the core part of that. And then that visioning process, it's a replacement of old negative thought beliefs that Florence even alludes to them in the books. She talks about race thought, and that's human race thought, the idea that we as humans, as human race, that we can't have things, that there's this limitation, that there's this lack that is ever present, and that we, through sin and bad things, we deserve horrible things to happen in our life. And so that's a really important thing that she and others of the New Thought movement changed with this, that you could really embrace the divine concept and step into that belief system, and through that all abundance would flow, be it love, financial, that you would have enough and more.
They spent an enormous amount of time. She was one of them, and again, in my personal life, professionally, she did it out of the point of view of the notion that those that were
you get what is yours by divine right if you are in that mode. I think that's a really important point, Ron, because there's a lot of the Bible that's listed in here and it actually has helped me understand the Bible more. But people back then knew their Bible. And that was, those were stories that they were already in their consciousness. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. It's such a core element of what Florence explains in her books. I'm so glad you brought that out today because people need to know that that's what it, a lot of this hinges on, that belief, that faith. She talks about faith and that, you know, like in the Bible when they say, well, it's not, here we are in the desert, we need water. And so what do they decide to do? They start to dig ditches. And the reason they're going to do this is because it will rain. And all of a sudden, they've dug their ditches and it rains. And here comes providence. Here comes what they need at that particular time. And so you have to sometimes dig a ditch that, you know, not knowing whether it's going to happen or not. You know, you could be in the midst of it. But you still have to do, there's that law of preparation that Florence is very, very clear about. That you prepare, you know, mentally and physically, and what you do, those that mode of belief and prayer and action really have to work together.
Exactly.
Yeah. No. Yes. Yes. These are great points that you're making, Ron. I think it's important because there's so much we can talk about with this, but these are some crucial points to make. Yes. I think that's a really important point for people to understand about Florence and the way she expresses things. It really is the divine nature to have what is yours by divine right timing, an order, and that can work and flow. But you are also in the flow of God's will with all of this. And to network with other people to make your what you vision appropriately for yourself and others, it does involve listening to your intuition. So she talks about intuition. She talks about following up on your hunches, the divine right timing of those intuitive leads that we are given by God. And that if we choose to dismiss that and those divine hunches and intuitive leads, we usually head in the wrong direction. And that an absolute essence of this is that law of synchronicity. That synchronicities will happen and that you will connect with the people that you need to, but that mindset so that you can have perhaps more spiritual reaction to what is occurring is really essential, because sometimes people are shut the door to their good. They will say, I want this. Why isn't it here already? It's almost like they ordered it from Amazon. It should be on my doorstep. Well, there's some necessary components. Are you listening to those divine hunches that say, okay, now you need to go talk to so-and-so, or you need to go to such and such a place so that you can align and meet up with the people and situations that are for your greater good? That's something that she, throughout her books, really, that's a major component of making this work in the affirmational world. And another point, I know time's going so fast for us, but I want to make sure I said it, that forcing a vision is never what you're supposed to do. This is something that you have to, that intuition has to allow that vision to come upon you. When you try to say, I want this, this isn't about going to the McDonald's window and ordering a particular thing. It doesn't, it's not quite what this is about. This is about saying, okay, God, I'm going to phrase things in such a way so that I can allow for my greatest good to occur at this particular moment. And then you are embraced in that flow of God's will, and you travel that current, that energetic current, and it takes you where you need to go. Yes. Yes. And we should mention, you know, this was written around the time of the Great Depression. And so this is extremely a pivotal time for people in terms of feeling lack in a severe, severe way. And I do believe that Florence and other New Thought writers and other people as well, with these thoughts, helped them to really transcend what was going on with them. And we can use those words today.